From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. The cholera epidemic in Haiti is at the doorstep of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Five patients have been reported in the capital, heightening worries the disease could reach the tent cities, where more than a million earthquake survivors call home. Aisha Bain of the International Rescue Committee says there is concern about how quickly the disease is spreading.
Now that it has been confirmed to be in Port-au-Prince, and we don't know exactly where that they have been, there may be other cases that we also don't know about. And with this rainy season and with these very high, densely populated camps and neighborhood and slum areas, the risks are very great for infection.
The outbreak has already left 250 people dead and more than 3,000 sick since it began a week ago. GOP Chairman Michael Steele is predicting big election wins for Republicans. NPR's Allison Keyes says he is eyeing control of the House and possibly the Senate.
Steele says his party's supporters are ready to grab hold of their country. He says his party has made its positions clear and tells NBC's Meet the Press.
The voters are tired of the fact that the federal government has not listened to them over the past 2 years, has moved in its own direction at its own rhythm, and they want to pull back on that. And I think you're going to see a wave, an unprecedented wave, on Election Day.
But Steele's Democratic counterpart, Tim Kaine, tells ABC's This Week his party will hold on to control of the House.
These races are very close, but from this point forward, it's all about turnout and ground game. And we're seeing good early voting trends, and we've got work to do, but we think we can do it.
Kaine says polls are moving in the Democrats' favor, and his party specializes in turnout. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton is in Michigan today trying to drum up support for Democrats. Laura Weber of the Michigan Public Radio Network has more on Mr. Clinton's campaign swing.
Clinton's first stop was in Detroit to endorse Democratic nominee for Governor Virge Bernero. Bernero has been trailing his opponent, Republican candidate Rick Snyder, by a wide margin in some polls. Clinton told a half-full high school gymnasium that Michigan is a Democratic-leaning state that should be voting for a Democratic governor.
This is one of the most frustrating, perplexing elections in America.
Clinton says Republicans don't understand how to create and keep the sort of manufacturing jobs that have been a pillar of Michigan's economy for so long. Clinton left Detroit to also endorse Congressman John Dingell in Ann Arbor and Congressman Mark Schauer in Battle Creek. Schauer in particular is running a close race with his Republican opponent, former Congressman Tim Walberg. For NPR News, I'm Laura Weber in Ann Arbor.
Residents say strong wind gusts are already hitting islands off the coast of Belize in advance of Hurricane Richard. The Category 1 hurricane with winds of 85 miles an hour is expected to make landfall in the Central American nation sometime later today. This is NPR News from Washington. Two French policemen blamed for the accidental deaths of a couple teenagers in 2005 will face trial. The incident set off nationwide riots. Eleanor Beardsley reports some say the public airing will be cathartic for the country.
The two officers are accused of non-assistance to persons in danger, a crime under French law. The charge carries up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $100,000. The incident occurred 5 years ago in a Paris suburb when two boys were running from the policemen. They jumped into a power transformer station to hide and were electrocuted. The country erupted into weeks of violence amidst accusations that minorities living in housing projects nationwide face discrimination, poor economic prospects, and abuse by police. The police officer's lawyer says his clients did not know the teens were in the power station and were being sacrificed on the altar of public opinion. But the victim's lawyer welcomed the trial, saying the affair will not be stifled. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Changes to the French pension system are expected to become law this week, but the country is still struggling with fallout from protests. Merchandise shipped by rail is at a standstill. Products shipped by truck are delayed, and people are canceling trips to the country. There are also reports of shortages at gas stations. The new pension plan would change the retirement age from 60 to 62. The week before Halloween, a scary movie is scoring big at the box office. Paranormal Activity 2 has earned more than $41 million in its debut weekend, putting it in the top spot at the box office. The Haunted House sequel shocked industry forecasters, who had predicted an opening in the $20 million range. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
Support for